One of my favorite readings to preach about at weddings is the one we heard today from St. Paul to the Corinthians. And the reason I love it so much is I love asking the couples why they chose this reading. And often it's because of all the wonderful qualities that they see in the nature of love. And then I try to invite them to consider, do you like it because that's what you're hoping your spouse is going to provide for you? Or because it's what you want to provide for your spouse? To love like God loves, that is charity, seeks the good of the other. And St. Paul is clearly instructing us today that there's a difference about when we're young, when we're childish in our ways. All we need to do is to think of a young child, and what do they often want? It's all about me. They learn very quickly, no, right? They want to do their own thing. And heaven forbid, the sibling that takes the toy from them or wants to play with the same toy they want to play with. That's called self-love. That's a broken inclination we all have as human beings, to seek what we want and to expect everybody else to provide that for us. That can lead to great entitlement. Entitlement meaning, well, my parents owe this to me, like it's my right to have this. And we think about how those childish ways can be carried through the various stages of our life, even into adulthood. We look in the world today, we see so much self-love. Seeking what's good for oneself, whether it's power, possessions, whatever it might be, rather than seeking the real good, the good of the other, as God intends it to be. You see, charity is filled with that goodness that comes from God, and it's something we must receive. St. Paul is clearly teaching us in this reading today that we should strive for the spiritual gifts. Now, there's many types of spiritual gifts. For example, there's the charismatic gifts, one of which he spoke of today, where somebody could speak in tongues. Maybe they're given a word of knowledge. Charismatic gifts are for the good of others as well. They're not given to us as extraordinary gifts for our good. They're actually for the good of someone else. There's also great spiritual gifts we know of as the gifts of the Holy Spirit. That sevenfold gifts of the Holy Spirit we first receive in baptism are strengthened in confirmation, and God gives us at different points in our life to strengthen us to rise above the limits of our humanity, like self-love. And their wisdom, understanding, counsel, knowledge, piety, fortitude, fear of the Lord. These supernatural gifts dispose us for something even greater, and that's what I'm leading up to. It's what St. Paul is referring to in the readings today. The greatest of all, if you will, they're often spoken of as gifts, but they're actually not gifts of the Holy Spirit in the same way, are the supernatural virtues, meaning only things God can give us. If we think of a virtue as a good habit, so for example, we can practice all kinds of good habits on the human level, and we should, but the type of virtue that's being referred to here, this type of habit, is only given to us by God. And love is one of those. And as we heard, love is the greatest of all. So how do we go about getting charity, God's love? We first of all need to realize that we can't produce it, accomplish it on our own. So we should run to our Heavenly Father in prayer, begging Him to fill us with the gift of charity and the supernatural gifts and virtues that we need to be healthy, happy, and holy, so that we can be filled with His life and love, and then we desire to share that with others. Again, the purpose of the charismatic gifts, the purpose of our vocations, is for the service of others, to help them on the way to heaven, And of course, we're the ones that are so blessed by it, as we know, as are others. That's the nature of charity. But deep, deep down, we have tremendous tendencies that go against supernatural love or charity. And some of these are what St. Paul refers to today. He says, love is patient. Love is kind. It's not jealous or pompous. It's not inflated or rude. It does not seek its own interests. It's not quick-tempered. It does not brood over injury. It does not rejoice over the wrongdoing. But bears all things, believes all things, hope all things. Love never fails. He's trying to help us understand that even though we have these broken inclinations, and he names so many of them, with God's grace, we can rise above that. Even though we might get really frustrated with some, we can receive God's grace, and we can arise above to be reasonable, prudent, and charitable by receiving what we need and allowing ourselves to be animated by rising above the limitation of our humanity, which only God can do. So as we celebrate Mass today, as we reflect upon the beautiful gift and nature of charity, we must first know and believe that God desires to give this to us. He created us in love, that is charity. He redeems us in love, Jesus on the cross, and he sanctifies us through the Holy Spirit because of love. Believe that you are unconditionally loved. Because when you and I receive that, believe that, live out of that, suddenly, nothing else matters. And we have patience galore. Or we can be even-tempered. We're not discouraged. Because we know our identity as beloved sons and daughters of God because of God's love for us. Let's pray for a deepening awareness and receptivity of that truth. And let's take a moment to invite God into the depths of our hearts, that we might be filled with all the spiritual gifts he wants to give us, but especially the supernatural virtues of faith, hope, and love, or another word meaning charity.